To dance or not to dance? That is the question, as a new production of Hamlet in Ventura County is set in a 1970s disco.
Tonight, we honor the life of Hamlet Sr., king of the disco floor, who unexpectedly danced his final boogie last week.
This unique production of Shakespeare's classic is the result of a project a Thousand Oaks drama professor started decades ago.
It all started when I was in grad school and I was doing some Shakespeare scenes, and I had cast six female actresses in the department. So I was doing Shakespeare scenes. We called it Billy S. and his Sextet. I decided to add a disco version of To Be or Not to Be. The exact reason for doing that, I don't remember. And then about 10, 11 years ago, fleshed the whole thing out as a spoof, sort of a parody of Hamlet itself, and added nine other songs.
California Lutheran University drama professor Ken Gardner says his musical Hamlet boils down the three-hour play to one act in about 75 minutes.
It's the basic Hamlet storyline. It's sort of all the highlights. I keep telling the cast, you know, you really need to go all out because we're just hitting the highlights here. It is the actual storyline with disco thrown in. We use actually Shakespeare's language too. For example, the To Be or Not to Be speech is done as a song, actually using those words, and we add in 70s lingo. For example, there are mentions of Starsky and Hutch and a lot of Star Wars references and things.
Why are you all of such mirth? Much rather not get cold in the ground so soon my mother married my uncle?
In this version of Hamlet, he comes home from Denmark University to find out what led to the death of his father, who was the king of the dance floor at New York's Club Elsinore. Jordan Erickson plays Hamlet.
Most Hamlets, you know, they have the original trouble of just the emotional struggle throughout the whole play. But I have to do this whole emotional struggle with the flashing lights and people yelling and screaming behind me at the same time. But, you know, I think it's been a good challenge.
Ruth Smitherman is Horatio.
I'm having a ton of fun. It's an exciting show, and it's a fun rendition of a classic piece of work.
You weren't even a thought when disco was alive.
No, I definitely wasn't. So this has been an experience and a learning experience. I didn't know much about disco, that's for sure.
The performers say they know the show is a really different twist on Hamlet, but that's the fun of it. Will Haddock is Laertes.
I hope they have fun, most importantly, because that's what the show is. It's just a lot of fun. It's a very dramatic show with a very strange theme to it. There's music to it. So I'm just hoping people just really kind of have fun with it.
Would you ever imagine Shakespeare and disco in the same sentence?
Not until I met Ken Gardner.
Father, I have arrived. Elsinore, the solemnity of your funeral is in the air.
Gardner says while the musical hits the high points of Shakespeare's classic, it tries to do it in a fun way. Hamlet runs through April 30th at CLU's Black Box Theater on the university's campus. CLU is the parent of KCLU Radio. In Thousand Oaks, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.